This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Police and protesters are already at odds in the U.S. Commonwealth of Kentucky after a grand jury indicted one of three white police officers for wanton endangerment for shooting into the apartment next door to black medical technician Breonna Taylor. The officer indicted was Detective Brett Hankinson, who faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted, according to Attorney General Daniel Cameron at a news conference. Cameron says he had a hard meeting with members of Taylor's family before his announcement.
There's nothing I can offer today to take away the grief and heartache this family is experiencing as a result of losing a child, a niece, a sister, and a friend. What I can provide today are the facts.
Hankinson was with two colleagues when they shot into the apartment of 26-year-old Taylor, killing her in front of her boyfriend. The two other officers were not charged because the investigation showed under Kentucky law they, quote, were justified in the return of deadly fire after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker, end quote, Taylor's boyfriend. France's health minister unveiled a map of coronavirus danger zones around the country Wednesday and gave the hardest-hit local authorities, including that of Marseille, days to tighten restrictions or risk having a state of health emergency declared there. The minister told a news conference the country would be divided into zones by alert level, with Marseille, the second-largest city, and the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, for now the only two areas put on the maximum alert level. He added Paris and its suburbs, the northern city of Lille, the southwestern town of Toulouse, and six other cities were declared, quote, reinforced danger zones, end quote. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Wednesday, quote, science will guide our decisions, end quote, as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hahn said the decision will be made by career FDA scientists and pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. Kremlin critic and Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is out of the hospital, making his first public appearance Wednesday. He was discharged from a Berlin, Germany hospital where doctors have said he was being treated for poisoning by a deadly nerve agent. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin last month after falling ill on a domestic flight in Siberia. The West has demanded an explanation from the Kremlin, which has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. Navalny says he plans to have physiotherapy every day and could follow treatment at a rehabilitation center to regain his motor skills. Belarusian security forces detained protesters and fired water cannons to disperse crowds as thousands took to the streets of Minsk against the abrupt inauguration of veteran President Alexander Lukashenko Wednesday. He has assumed his sixth term of office during an inauguration ceremony that officials did not announce in advance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
State news agency Beltra says the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital Minsk, with several hundred top government officials, lawmakers, representative of media organizations, and a few other prominent figures. The key moment, Lukashenko taking an oath in Belarusian with his right hand on the country's constitution, and the head of the country's Central Election Commission handing him the official ID card of the president. Protests demanding Lukashenko to resign have rocked the country daily since last month's election, with the largest rallies in Minsk attracting up to 200,000 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States began 3 days of tributes to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg Wednesday. In the morning, pallbearers carried her flag-draped coffin into the Supreme Court building as her former law clerks lined the stairs. Over the course of her legal career, she championed gender equality and other liberal causes. She died Friday at the age of 87 of cancer. The United States Wednesday announced new sanctions against Cuba aimed at further denying sources of revenue to the government in Havana. U.S. President Donald Trump said the sanctions prohibit Americans from residing at Cuban government-owned properties and importing Cuban cigars and liquor. He made the announcement at a White House event honoring Bay of Pigs veterans and observing the 40th anniversary of the Mariel boat lift.